Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Chill Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Hunter All, and I'm here with
Gabe Clark
and Gabe Pilley.
And this is not the third time that we've tried to record this intro. It's not, I promise. But anyway, today
you keep saying balls.
No, that was one time, and I just wanted revenge for the last time when I tried starting the intro, and Hunter said balls, and balls. It got slept in. It snuck into the actual final recording, and now it's. Now on Spotify, if you start the episode, you just hear balls.
Balls.
You just hear my beautiful voice saying balls.
Balls.
Well, anyway, so what are we doing? We're finishing Gabe's summer story.
Yeah, because we wanted to talk about summer on the first episode, but we ran out of time. We talked about your guys' summer, but I had a lot to talk about, and I didn't want to cram it into like a 10-20 minutes when I had a lot to talk about. What did you touch?
I didn't touch anything.
You're scaring me. Why did you raise your hand on the soundboard? You're scaring me.
Bruh.
Okay. All right, Bucko.
Yeah, do it at least once an episode.
Okay.
My bud.
What?
Hold my up bud. A second.
All right. I'm looking at the topics for discussion. I have like a full
it's
page
all Gabe.
Of yeah, stuff to
he's
talk
so
about every
selfish
summer.
That it's only
it's
him.
All Gabe. No, I just had a really interesting summer. That it's hard to remember because it's October, but you know that's neither here nor there. I don't like the way you touched me.
Hey.
All right. But we all did it over the summer. I started my summer right after school. Right after school.
Most
ended.
People do.
Yeah. Right after school, my summer started. And that's my entire summer. That's what we waited. And the rest of this episode is just going to be silence.
Yeah, no. Just be silent for an hour and a half.
All right, I'm pretty sure we did that joke last episode.
Yeah, okay. What, give me? Skibbity?
Exactly.
Dream.
Shut up. Okay, so I started off my summer with, I took this college essay class, which sounded like it was going to suck at first. Turns out it was awesome. It was me and a bunch of people from Elder, and we would show up in with a bunch of English teachers, and we would just had a week to just write a college essay, get it revised, and have a final college essay. And it was me... three of my friends, so Eric, Phil, and Luca, we took it, and after it sounded annoying because it was like once a day for a week for 2 hours, and you think it'd suck, but it was really just we'd show up, they would be like, hey, by the end of today, you should have a pre-writing. By the end of today, you should have your first draft, rough draft, whatever. And then it's just they gave you what you should have today, some tips, and then just said, type. And we just had like 2 hours to just talk amongst each other, play games if we wanted to. Listen to music whenever we wanted to, and then just it was basically almost like just a study hall with the mindset that by the end of the day you should have this done. Like it was just a guideline and just like, yeah, this is your own time. We're not making you be here. You can spend this time however you want. So it's like the first day we just spent the whole time playing games. And then by the second day it's like, all right, we took this class for a reason. And it's like we'd play games, but then we would type a lot and then play games and type a lot. And by like the end of the day, like the last day, we'd actually just like type majority while talking with each other, and it helped because we got ideas. It helped not get bored. It actually made me want to type the essay instead of wanting to leave. But the best part about that is every day after that we would immediately go to the Delhi Park and play spike ball, us four. And I don't know if you guys know how good Eric is at spike ball.
Eric
that dude
is insane.
Is cracked at spike ball.
You know, Gabe, he was on my Kairos. I don't think it was the one I was leading. I think he was just on the one that I was on. And he was very good at spike ball. He beat everybody.
Dude, yeah. My Kairos, Mitch Kelly threw a football. Or no, he punted the football.
Hey, Kairos is confidential.
He threw a football into a tree, and we had to throw another football to get it down, and we got that one stuck up there too.
Riveting.
And also one of the footballs was Sean Murray's.
I feel very bad for Sean. He's a very
it just randomly fell down like later on.
But yeah, at that time during summer, I know cross country every year goes on a Michigan trip during the spring, fall, sometime they go to Michigan. I think during, I have no idea actually. I think it may be during fall. But at that time, during the start of summer, Eric said he hasn't lost a game since that last Michigan trip. So it's been months since he's lost a game of spike ball. And me and Phil, and Lucas also really good at spike ball. Me and Phil, two people who Don't play that often. Oh my God. We got so competitive in spike ball. Tarps were off. Dogs were out. We're going hardcore. We're putting our full force into this. Like, nothing's holding us back. It was like summer day. Oh my God. We got so sunburned. Whatever. Sunscreen. Me, all of us just locked in. This is the most competitive game of spike ball I've ever played. And me and Phil ended up beating Eric and Luca, and we beat his unbeaten run. And we would play that. We'd play spike ball, us four, every day for like 5 days in a row after school. And because our dogs were out, at one point the ball went sailing over me. And I guess the ground was like, there's a hole in the ground. And I went to backpedal, and instead of like, you know, like my whole foot just like pushing my body back, instead my big toe got caught in like the ground. And instead of my foot pushing my body pushed my foot forward, but kept my big toe in the ground. And I'm pretty sure I broke my toe. But I thought
you take your shoe. You take your shoe off later, and your like bone is just sticking out of. Like,
oh well, the dog was out. The dogs were out. Like, the foot. The shoe was already off. But I was like, oh fuck. Anyway, and we just went back to playing, and I continued to play.
I have a bone sticking out of my toe, but I'm fine.
I'm almost positive I broke my toe, but it's not much you can do with a broken toe. So I didn't. Although I did take the precaution, and I played with shoes on the next day. Wow. But then I took them off again because they were holding me back. But that's my Yeah, that's how I broke my toe.
You had to handicap yourself.
Yeah, that's how I broke my toe the first week of summer playing spike ball. And yeah, that was awesome. Following that, I'm actually going to pull up my calendar on my phone just so I can get like a timeline guide. But after that, I'm pretty sure the next thing I did was, because yeah, May got off. Yeah, college essay workshop. And then June, next thing I did, Costa Rica. I went to Costa Rica with a couple little guys in, not even necessarily in Spanish class, just a couple guys at Elder. We went to Costa Rica. A lot of us took Spanish. Some people who didn't even take Spanish who were there. But me and Jake, we conquered Costa Rica. It was me and we were partners in Costa Rica. And I'll explain the Costa Rica trip.
It took over the whole country.
Yeah. Colonization.
Colonization.
It's in my American blood. But it started by whatever. We flew down there. I remember. Shit, was that the. Was that when. Oh my God. No. Wait, yes. No. Wait, no. I'm thinking of something else. Am I thinking of something else? I'm losing my mind. Anywho.
He is schizo. Don't worry about him.
Yeah. When did Stranger Things season 4 come out? Was that this summer?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because that was the. Pretty sure that was the, I don't know if it was this trip or some other trip, but I stayed up all night watching the entire season 4 because it came out the last day before I left. So I stayed up all night. Yeah, it was this trip because we didn't ever, Oh my God, I'm going insane. I have no idea when it was. Dude, I'm actually going insane. Anyway, I don't know. We flew out to Costa Rica and day one, two, and three. We stayed with a native Costa Rican family. They didn't even speak any English. So the people who didn't take Spanish were paired up with Spanish, because we did have some native Spanish speakers down there. So the people who didn't take Spanish at all were with the native Spanish speakers. And the people who did take Spanish were two, because you were in pairs of two with within the Costa Rican household. So it was me and Jake. Both of us took Spanish.
I don't remember it.
But yeah, taking Spanish is very different between being fluent in it. So we knew some words. And not enough to know what the hell they were saying. But me and Jake were in this Costa Rican household with their family. They were super nice. They didn't speak any English, though. They used Google Translate a bit, but we tried to just wing it. So day one, we just stayed with them. We got to know them, ate dinner, went to sleep. It was really awkward because it was our first time there and whatever. Me and Jake slept there. We had a nice talk, went to sleep. And then day two, We played soccer with them, some natives. They had a soccer field. We played soccer. I scored a hat trick twice and then another goal. I scored 7 goals, but that was actually without them. And then once they joined, they never passed it to us. So I got an assist, though. So that was swank. But then at one point, me and Jake went back to our household and they started playing some music, and our family de Costa Rica taught us how to do the salsa. the So in our household, we had, it was me and Jake, and then it was three girls of varying ages. One was like, I think 16. One was late 20s, early 30s. And another was like the abuela, which was like, fucking, I don't know, 50, 60. And the mother, the madre, taught Jake how to dance, and the 16-year-old taught me how to dance. So they taught us how to do the salsa. So we danced the salsa with them. And then we danced the Macarena with them. And we listened to Despacito.
Hey, Macarena.
Yeah, and then we listened to Despacito.
Oh, God.
And that was the extent of... they loved us. We followed them on Instagram. They followed us back. And then, yeah, they had a little fiesta for us at the end of the final day where they got some soccer freestylers, which is awesome to see. They were like top rated in Costa Rica and in Mexico. Oh my God, they were awesome. They needed a volunteer. I volunteered, and they got me to try to do push-ups with the ball on my neck, on the back of my neck, which was difficult. And then I tried to do a one-arm push-up with it. That didn't work. I could do the one-arm push-up, not with the ball. I really wanted it, but I could not get it. It was just took too much core strength to keep myself steady. And then, yeah, then we got a photo with them. They had a little party. We danced a lot. And then we went to sleep. And on the following morning, we left to go whitewater rafting down a river. And it was some all right rapids. They were, I think it goes on a scale of 4. I think they were 2. They were level 2. So they weren't horrible, but they were fun. Then we got to our next location, which was a lodge area in the woods that had no electricity, no reception, nothing. Nada. So you just had to find whatever fun you could. I know Carter and Thomas, they broke a hammock. That was funny. A lot of people played board games and just talked a lot. We went on a decent amount of hikes. We hiked up to this waterfall area where you could climb up some rocks and then jump off. That was awesome. I broke a bracelet I just bought.
Nice.
No, I broke the bracelet my family de Costa Rica gave me, which sucks because I loved that bracelet and it was awesome. But I broke it immediately because I fell on the top of the rocks.
You didn't even have it for like 24 hours.
Yeah, I was on top of the waterfall area on top of the rocks and I just fell. I didn't fall down, luckily. I just fell while up there. And yeah, we did some jumps. We got some photos. We chilled in the waterfall. It was awesome.
Would have been really bad if you fell off.
That would have been horrible.
Would have been really bad if you just fell off and, you know,
and
cracked your head open, died, you know.
It's water.
It's pre-workout. You want a taste?
Yeah.
How's it taste? Yeah, it's about the reaction. But, and then they did
400 milligrams of caffeine.
They held a raffle that I didn't know they did, but they did a raffle for everyone who like bought or funded tickets to go down or like some raffle to raise money for us. They did a raffle to win a free, all expenses paid trip to Costa Rica, kind of the same thing we did with you and some other, win a plus one. And they did a test grab, which I don't know why they needed a test grab, because you just put your hand and grab it, read out the name. I don't know why they needed to test it. My dad won the test grab, and then they're like, oh, that was just a test. And I'm like, God damn it, what? Then they put it back, and then I didn't win. So it was really annoying. We could have won again. We could have went back to Costa Rica. But yeah.
Damn, they said, fuck you. They
I know, just, I was pissed.
They like teased you with that.
And then the best part of that, in this night at the lodge, they had a bunch of different lodges, which some had 2 beds, some had like 3 beds. The one I was at had like 7 beds, so we fit 6 people in there. And it was me, Jake, some other people, and we all just chilled up there. It was awesome. And at one point in the night, Thomas and Carter and Himner, those assholes, just started throwing rocks at our cabin in the middle of the night. And we're like, there's a fucking beast. Like, what the hell is that? And this is the same time where there was a massive grasshopper. Like, I'm talking, like, probably about the size of, like, a baseball. The size of just a grasshopper in our room. And we threw, like, something at it. We trapped it with a trash bag that one night. And then the next night, it was there again. And then we got rid of it. There was, like, some fucking
You should have named it and kept it as a pet.
There was roaches in at some points on the lodge, and I'm like, my God, like we're gonna die,
we're gonna die.
It was horrifying, and then they started throwing rocks at us, and I was freaking out. And then we went back to whitewater because we needed a whitewater raft to our next location. This one was a lot longer of a raft, and it was like level 3, I think, which was terrifying, but it was really fun. We whitewater rafted to another little alcove location with a tiny waterfall. We just chilled there for a bit. Then we kept going. It was really fun. So I was in the front of the raft, and it kind of like the raft is like a rectangle in the back and a triangle in the front. I was in the triangle in the front, so I was kind of slanted, and like most people in the back have like something to hold on to. They have like so it's like a rectangle, and then there's like two things in the middle for like people to wrap their feet around and lodge their feet under, so they're safe. But the people in the front don't have that luxury. I was in the front. I had like they had like a little foot patch that you could stick your foot in to like, you know, keep yourself private so you wouldn't fly out. Mine fucking broke. So I'm just raw. I'm just going for it. I'm just sitting on a raft in level 3 rapids. I almost fell out like 4 times, but I survived. I survived the whitewater rapids at Costa Rica. And then we went to our next location, rode on a bus to the next location, which was a resort, which kind of, it was awesome. It would have been sick outside of the idea that we're in Costa Rica, because it's like, this resort was awesome, but like, you could probably find this resort in like fucking California. It was so Americanized. Like, you could tell it was made for foreigners. And it's like, I don't feel like I'm in Costa Rica right now. I just feel like I'm on a vacation. So it's like, it was a cool vacation, not necessarily cool for Costa Rica, but whatever. We stayed there. The one cool part about it is they had hot tubs of varying different levels as the hot, because the resort is on like, was on a volcano. And at the higher you went up on the volcano, like in this little pool area, the hot tubs got hotter and hotter. And like, because the hot tubs were hot, like heated by the actual, like, by the volcano itself, which is crazy. And they had some fucking hot, hot tubs, especially after we whitewater rafted with our thighs, like fucking parallel to the sky. Our legs were cooked. They were at least medium rare. It was bad. They looked painted red. It was horrible. And sticking those puppies in the fucking boiling water, ooh, it was not fun. But we did it a lot because we're psychotic. Yeah. And then we ziplined over a volcano. That was awesome. Those sites were beautiful.
What would happen if you fell?
If you just fell into the lava and
what
just,
protection
like,
did they have there where you won't fall?
It sadly was not actually over the entrance of the volcano. It was just like kind of like volcano, like slope, but we were just over the slope. Fall, you die.
You die instantly.
Just death.
Not like, oh, you hit the ground, you'll hit a tree or something. No, you just hit the ground, then fucking explode, just like instantly.
Yeah, just
explode.
Your arm is going to go like, you see that over there? That's what your arm's going to be like.
A piñata of meat.
A piñata of bugging.
Piñata
of human bones.
But what the hell is this? I have like a list of things on Costa Rica. It goes, stay at a resort with hot AF hot tubs, zipline over a volcano, Himner. Oh my God, I remember what Himner did. So the very last day, there were some like Kardashian looking girls here. And it's like, we were all looking at them. We were all noticing them. And I'm like, we eat our breakfast and we are heading to the bus. And I rushed to the bus first because I wanted a good seat because it was going to be a long as fuck bus ride. I get into the bus. I look back. Himner's talking to him.
Oh, and he's like, Himner's risen him up.
And then I see he gets a photo with him. Yeah. And then he comes back onto the bus. He's like, yo, I just got their Instagrams. I'm like, what the fuck?
You think he actually talked to them though?
Himner, after the fact.
No. I don't think so. But yeah. There's a photo of like him talking to them and like a photo of like him walking away while they're all looking at him. It's such a fire photo. It was so funny. So yeah. And then we got back to the airport. Our flight almost missed us. Nice. We somehow split up and I was alone in the airport and I had no fucking idea where I was going. But I made it to the flight. I was getting pissed because they kept like, are we going to make it? Like, what's our plan B if we don't make it? And she kept saying like, oh, we'll be fine. Like, just don't worry. Like, we'll make it. I'm like, stop telling me to don't worry. Give me a plan B. I want to make sure that we're fine in case things do go right. Wait, she's like, don't worry.
Who was telling you not to
Mrs.
worry?
Mrs. Corey. She's like, don't worry about it.
If Mrs. Corey tells you to be okay, then you better be okay. She doesn't have a plan, but be okay.
No, I was not okay. I'm like, give me a plan B. There was no plan B.
I mean, realistically, like, if you didn't make it to your flight, you'll just get the next one.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to know. I wanted to secure that we had a plan B.
That's going to be the plan B regardless. There's no way. There's nothing else you could do.
Yeah, fair. But she wasn't saying that. She was like, we'll be fine. I'm like, that's not boosting my confidence. So, yeah, we got home. And I think I had downtime. I think I had nothing. Yeah, I didn't have anything for a bit until July 6th, where I went to Kings Island, first of all, for the first time in a while.
Mid-Island.
Lies. It was awesome. And went to Kings Island. It was midsummer. The ground was so fucking hot. And we went to, like, the water park area as well. So we didn't have, like, shoes. So we were just walking around bare feet in the blistering hot ground. I got blisters on my feet.
Why didn't you wear sandals?
Because I didn't, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I didn't think of that at the time.
Why don't you wear shoes?
Guy.
What?
Why don't you wear shoes?
Yeah, why aren't you wearing, like, any footwear?
Why didn't I wear shoes?
Yeah.
I had shoes. We were at the water park. I didn't want to get them wet.
Well, I mean, theoretically, before you get on the ride, you know, they have little areas you can put your stuff, you know?
Well, I mean, this was still at the water park era, so we were
You're just, like, genuinely afraid of getting water on your shoes. Genuinely afraid.
Well, no, because we did the water park first and then the rides after. I didn't want to get my shoes soaked and then walk around Kings Island. Yeah, well, we figured that out. We were also...
Yeah, you figured it out the hard way.
We were also at Kings Island really late. Like, we were there till it, like, got closed, I'm pretty sure. So
what time you guys get there?
Get there? We got there, like... I do not remember. This was months ago. I'm pretty decently early, like mid. I'd say like midday, like an hour or two after it opened.
So probably like what 12:01.
Yeah, I'd say like 12:01, maybe 2. So yeah,
that's so backwards as hell, though.
I know, but we ball. It's fine. The blisters aren't here anymore, and it was funny. So after that, we went to Kings Island, and the next day I left. I had to leave for that night I had to leave for Panama City for a vacation. And immediately, after Kings Island, I was told there was a party. So I'm like, oh, I'll show up. I'm like, and my mom's like, I had to be home by like 12 because we were leaving that night. I'm like, my phone's dying. I'm like, I'll be home by 12. My phone's dead. See ya.
Damn.
So I went to the party. I got back home by 12. It was fine. We got in the car and we dipped. And yeah, we left at midnight right after Kings Island. And it was going fine. It was a long drive. I slept for the majority of it because this was midnight when we left. I was tired as fuck. We drove for a while. It was going all honky-dory until Bama. Bama ruined everything.
Alabama?
We're driving down Bama. We were occasionally switching drivers between my mom and my brother. But my mom, being the people pleaser she is, I love her for this, but... She's like, because I was tired. Josh was tired. My brother was tired. And she's like, no, you two just go to sleep. I'll drive for a bit. And then at the next, she's like, okay, at the next gas station, we can switch. We didn't make it to the next gas station. She ended up falling asleep at the wheel and lost control of the car and drove it into the guardrails. So that car is totaled. That car died. That car fucking died in Bama.
Damn.
So at like 6 in the morning, we're sitting there on a highway in Alabama with a car totaled. We're just like, what the fuck is going on? So we ended up waiting for our, because we were there with my aunt and my two cousins. We ended up waiting for them. We hopped into their car. We left all of our stuff in our car. We ended up getting AAA, and we went to Cracker Barrel in Alabama, which was a fire experience.
I feel like Cracker Barrel in Alabama is quite a unique experience.
It's an experience.
Cracker Barrel here is pretty goddamn
good. Hello,
it was gas. It was. We ended up seeing someone from Molar. Some girl wearing a Molar hoodie in Alabama.
That's weird.
I know. It was wild. In a Cracker Barrel.
It's that Bama experience.
In Bama. But we ended up a long haul. We got a rental. We put all of our stuff in the rental. We got that car. whatever. We had a rental for the rest of the trip. And so that was the experience. And then after that day.
Dude, it sucks that Cracker Barrel is bankrupt or whatever.
Is it actually? That sucks.
Yeah. I love Cracker Barrel. I've only been there a couple times, but their food is fucking gas.
I hate Cracker Barrels.
Crackers barrels.
But yeah, we finally got back to our hotel room and we chilled and slept immediately. And then we went to the beach all the time. We went to the beach like all the time. It was constantly wake up, go to the beach, wake up, go to the beach, which was awesome because it's like wake up. It's the first of the month. No, wake up. And then we went to the, and it was just like, all right, what are we doing today? Beach. And we can just walk there.
Whenever I would go to Florida as a son, a little jit, they would say.
A little jit.
Little jit going to Florida. You know, I experienced that same thing. And honestly, bro, I really think that this summer, especially since we're graduating, I think we should do like some type of trip. Facts. We absolutely have to, I think.
We'll see.
I'm down to save money, put up a little bit of funds, go somewhere. We'll have fun.
I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens.
We're going to be adults.
Yeah. I mean, shit, we got time. We'll figure that out eventually.
Yeah. But as a little jit, you know, I remember, like, it's, like, the same thing. Like, you wake up, you go straight to, like, the beach or whatever. And not going to lie to you, the beach is one of the best experiences when it comes to Florida. I'm not going to lie, the last beach that I went to, unfortunately, was the one in West Virginia. It's, like, it was some dog shit because it was, like, a really rocky beach. But the Florida beaches are something nice, bro. Like, there's a bunch of women with, like, bikinis on. And
that is typically how beaches go.
They're bad.
They exist. Wait. They exist.
Yeah,
in Florida.
Yeah, you have to go to Florida to see women.
Actually, we met a group of people at the pool, and because we would go down to this pool next to our hotel room, and there was this group of like 20-year-olds who just were there. There's a group of guys and a group of girls, and we just like. They accepted us. We were one of them.
They accepted us.
And at one
us.
Point, we would all chill by the hot tub and talk. And then at one point, the pool staff kicked us out of the hot tub because it was like time to go. And we were like, we want to continue. So they invited us to this balcony area, and we just chilled there. And that was pretty swag. And I saw those guys at the hotel gym every morning when I woke up to go lift in the morning before I went to the pool. So, yeah. And at the beach, we played spike ball. I swept in spike ball, naturally. And some other things we did down at Panama City besides the beach is, I don't know if you've ever been to Panama City, but there's a special attraction down there called Pineapple Willie's. That place is fucking awesome. Pineapple and I can imagine Willies. It's going to be so much better when I'm 21 because they have a ton of margaritas.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get any. I got a virgin one, but it just didn't. And then at Pineapple Willie's, I got a... Fuck, what was it? I think it was a half-pound bucket of, like, ribs. Oh, my God. It was awesome. And we didn't actually have ketchup at our hotel. Damn. We didn't buy any. So we just stole their ketchup, put it in our bag, and we're like, hey, this table doesn't have any ketchup. Do you guys have some ketchup? They're like, there should be ketchup here. And we're like, no. There's not here. And it's just chilling in our bag. Like, no, not here. And they replaced the ketchup.
And they never knew. Two ketchups.
Yeah, they never knew. And then we went to this one shop. Fuck, I forget what it was called. But it was awesome.
No, I got to stop you for like 1 second, right? So you said we went to Pineapple Willie's, right?
Yeah.
All right, so when I was in Miami, I went to another spot. I'm sure it's probably just as amazing. Because, all right, listen, this it was really a bar. This bar, it started with an M. I can't remember the name of it, but it's on like the riverside, like the little walk front where it's like, you know, that has like the fairs or whatever. And it's like a bunch of attractions. And I'm not going to lie, dude. They had like a bunch of like people playing music. I think it was definitely a Hispanic restaurant, but I'm not going to lie. It was such a vibe being there. We had some guy hitting the fucking tambourines. Like,
I know. That's so good.
Yeah, the tambourines.
Yeah, that shit was fire. But like, man, when I walked in there and I saw the menu and I saw what people were drinking, I was like, oh my God. I'm not 21.
This place is going to be fire in a couple years.
Realization.
I promise you, whenever I turn 21, I'm going back and I'm getting a strawberry daiquiri like I got.
Strawberry daiquiri.
Daiquiri, daiquiri, whatever. Whatever it is. That thing looked good. Definitely good. Let's just say I had a virgin one.
Yeah. They were gas.
They were gas.
I also had a virgin one. They were gas.
Yeah, and, look at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, we went to this one shop, and there was a fucking monkey in the shop. It was awesome. It was just a live monkey. And he's just chilling in there. And he's
was
like,
was his name perhaps George?
No.
Damn it.
I forget. Fuck, I was so curious.
I do forget the monkey's name, but it was just a monkey in a shop. And it was awesome. It was a really wild shop. I would equate it to like Spencer's.
Oh, no.
With all like the fucking raunchy jokes and everything. And then there's just a monkey just chilling there.
He monkeying, bro. He's up to some monkey business, bro.
Monkeying around.
He's up to some monkey business, fam.
And then another story from down in Florida is me and my cousin, who is 2 years older than me, so 19. We were chilling down on the beach in the ocean, and some old guy comes up. He's wearing a UK hat, and my cousin goes to UK, and he's like, "Oh, UK, did you go there?" He's like, "Yeah, I went there." He's like, he's like, I think he asked, like, do you work there? Or is that your son going? Is that your son? Does he go there? And my cousin just, like, looks at him. He's like, no, I'm 19. I go there. And he's like, oh. And then the old guy kind of, like, swiftly turns away. And he just, like, looks at me. He's like, that guy thought I was your dad. And that you go to UK. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you clearly look 19.
He's off the Yorkingtons, bro.
He thought he was, like, I don't know, 30 or 40. Dude, I'm like, what the hell is this guy thinking?
Sometimes people will walk up to me, because my mom is like 4'10", 4'11".
Yeah.
They'll think that she's my sister. Even though she definitely...
She looks very, very old.
Yeah. She's just short, but people for some reason think that she's my sister.
No, clearly siblings.
Yeah, clearly.
And yeah, clearly. That was the end of the Panama City trip. We drove back, no complications on the drive home.
Your mom didn't fall asleep this time?
No, actually, we had three cars. I forget why we had three cars. We had one rental that was rented for Alabama that we couldn't take out of Bama, and we had one rental that we could take through the country. So me and my mom drove through Bama with the rental car. My brother and my cousin drove through Bama with the fully rental car that could go everywhere. And my cousin and my aunt drove, like, the entire way with that car. And we stopped at the end of Bama. We dropped the car off. We got back with my brother and my cousin. And he actually drove the entire way from Florida to Ohio because he wanted to. But it was kind of not a vibe because I was enjoying it with my mom. I was playing my rock playlist. We were singing along to rock songs. She was talking about her history with these songs. Like, yeah, I remember when that came out. Like, I remember Jump by Van Halen came on. And she was like, yeah, I remember, like, when I was your age, like, at school dances, this song came out, and, like, all the guys would, like, make a huge circle, and then when he yells jump, they all just jump into the middle. And I'm like, that's so crazy to think about, like, these songs that, for me, it seemed like classics, like, timeless. And they, like, but they came out, like, these were the same songs that, like, my parents were listening to at, like, school dances. Like, they were jumping around to a school dance. I'd equate it to, like, I don't know, the Hotel Motel Pitbull song. Like, or like Fireball. Like, it's crazy to think about. Like, right now, those don't seem that interesting. But yeah, in, like, I don't know, 40, 50 years, when our kids are, like, could be listening to those, thinking those are, like, timeless classics, I'll be like, yeah, I remember my school dances. Those were playing, and I remember dancing to that song at school dances. It's kind of weird to think about.
But, yeah. It absolutely is. You know, I think that, you know, our problem nowadays is, like, we listen to so much music. Like, we're overstimulated with music. Like, you know how many amazing albums that everybody listened to drops every year?
Right.
Especially for, like, hip-hop, right? You know, there's going to be, like, in hip-hop artists, like, say Drake, for example. This guy drops every single year.
A lot of people have playlists that are easily 1,500, 2,000 songs when, like, back then, and 500 was a lot.
Yeah, because, like, songs just couldn't be as easily produced as they are now. And, like, also they couldn't be easily... listen to, like, you can listen to SoundCloud artists anywhere, like, but, like, back then you had to be, like, a top artist to have your music everywhere, so it doesn't have as big of an impact on
and now you can do what songs. We did, and we clicked three buttons, and now we have a podcast on Spotify.
Yeah, fair. But yeah, after Panama City, about a week went by. I saw Oppenheimer during that time. Barbenheimer. We also saw Barbie at the same time. The fit went crazy. And then I started work there. I started work that month, July. And then we had a birthday dinner for my grandparents. And me, my brother, his friend, and his friend's girlfriend all went to... My laptop died. Phenomenal. That's why I took a photo of the docs, because I am...
You're such a smart boy. What a good boy you are.
Thank you. We went to Nashville. for the NF concert, which was awesome. We bought NF ticket. We bought tickets to go see NF in Nashville, and we Josh drove there. My brother drove there the entire time. I slept in the passenger seat. They slept in the back, and we stopped at Orange Leaf because you know the one that they shut down. There's not one in like out in like near Cincinnati at all. Yeah. You have to drive for a while. And there was one on the way. We're like, fuck it. We're making the extra trip to go to Orange Leaf. So I had Orange Leaf for the first time in a while. Then after Orange Leaf, we went all the way down. We stayed at our Airbnb. We chilled for the first day. I don't think we did anything. I'm pretty sure we just got some groceries, chilled there. And then the next day, we did the same thing. And then we went to see NF. Awesome concert. It was beautiful. I love NF so much. And it was awesome to see him live. The only thing I would rather is that we were either closer or in general admission, because general admission would have been awesome.
Man, I'm but we so weren't. Sad because like there's an Uzi concert tomorrow.
Yeah, I wanted to go. So
I thought really about going to that NF concert, but the problem was that was like the day after I got back from Canada. So I'm like, I don't want to drive all the way back down there. But I would have. I
love NF.
I like NF too, but
I told you guys my my Dickman project last year.
Yes, he told us
the 15-page 15-page essay on the NF album. I love NF. So that's the album he was performing. So we went and saw it. We saw NF. Oh, fucking amazing concert. It was awesome. I love NF so much. And then we chilled, went to sleep. The next day, we were like, hey, we still got a day left at Nashville. Let's make the most of this. We went to the zoo, and it was awesome. The zoo was pretty fire. There were monkeys just swinging around. It was pretty cool. He was just swinging around trees.
And more monkeys.
Yeah. We were just swinging.
Don't look at me.
I didn't look at you.
My lord. We just swam around some trees. Okay. We saw a Komodo dragon. We went around and we saw a bunch of different animals.
Yeah.
And
didn't the Komodo dragon in our zoo die or some shit?
I don't know, but I don't think we have one anymore.
I'm pretty sure he died.
I don't know if he died, but we definitely don't have one.
Yeah. So, he was like 17. That was tragic.
New paddock, hop in a VS automatic.
Facts.
Yeah, I've only been to one concert and I was like,
I've been to a couple now.
I don't remember any of it.
I've been to four. Suicide Boys, Freddie Dredd, NF, and Kiss, which was recent, which I'll talk about a different time. And because that was literally like this weekend. But yeah, after NF, after the zoo, we ended our trip with, we went to an escape room. And we were very close to escaping. We were like one step away. And I remember everyone in the escape room was annoyed at me because I kept trying. They didn't understand my explanation. They didn't understand my brilliance.
My brilliance.
My brain was just too big for them. They didn't understand the wavelengths my mind was rolling at.
Man, Hunter, we literally walked
when
in.
So I had to take him to get his senior pictures because I don't remember why you didn't.
I was really lazy and didn't go on the day they wanted us.
That's fair. So I took him downtown to get his pictures taken, and in the same building, was it the floor below?
It said the Cincinnati escape room. Yeah, it was like
we were like, there was an escape room there, and there was like nobody in there. Like there wasn't even a receptionist.
Let me tell you, man. Okay, I went there once already by myself, and so basically like, all right, so it's like by, like, I'd say the Bengals Stadium. Like, it's pretty much down the street.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The long ass building.
Yeah, because I went to that escape room as well once.
Dude, okay, so when I walked in, okay, so the thing is, like, I got off the bus, I started walking there, right? And I go to the front of the building, and, like, I'm looking down from all the way down to the right, all the way down to the left. I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I'm walking down, and I'm like, dude, I don't even know where I'm supposed to go. I walked down that little area for, like, 10, 15 minutes. It's extremely long. It is actually long. And then I just see, like, random people. Like, this guy he had a mop in his hand, but there was no spill on the floor. He was mopping nothing.
He had to make sure the floor was clean.
He was mopping nothing.
You were in the background, man.
But he kept mopping, and I was like, dude, what is going on over here? And I walked by.
NPC behavior.
As soon as I walk by, somebody walks up to the door, starts walking left, and then they look...
They started walking. They did the NPC walk. And I'm like, bro, I actually felt uncomfortable. I felt very physically uncomfortable. And that was like only Lobby B, so I kept walking. Thankfully, nobody else really came by. I mean, somebody else walked out, but like they looked kind of normal.
Someone glitched through the floor and then just, you know,
just, normal. It just didn't feel right. But I walked all the way down because it's at the super far end. Mm-hmm. And I walked into the right and I was like so unsure because like I looked in and it was like a box, like some Chicago stuff in it, like a poster. And then I looked to my right. There's like an office. But the thing is, in the office, there's like absolutely nothing. Like, whatchamacallit? I see it. There's not a single person working in the office. The lights off. The door's closed. I go into the, on the left side, there's going to be an elevator. So I walk up to the elevator, hit the button. And like, the thing is, I was looking down at my phone. I turned around, the elevator door opened. And then this guy is like standing right in front of me. And I was like, whoa, holy shit, I'm sorry. And then they didn't say anything. They just continued to the NPC walk.
We are in a simulation, bro.
I felt like it was an actual simulation.
And you actually like walked into the back rooms.
Bro, I feel like I did. You. But no, it the gets
elevator,
worse, right?
The elevator takes you down to like negative 20 and you're just in the back rooms.
Yeah, and the thing is, okay, I go into the elevator, but it's not even like a regular elevator. It's like one of those industrial ones. Mm-hmm. Like, have you been to the Art Museum before?
Not in a while.
But like in the Cincinnati Art Museum, there's like big ass elevator, and like it's really because they need to transfer like sculptures and shit like to each like little part. But yeah, so it's like one of those. It's a pretty big elevator, and it you can tell it's old, and it smells like whatever the color yellow smells it's like. It smells beige.
That's crazy.
It smells yellow.
Yeah. I walk in. I hit the fifth floor button. It takes it a solid minute and a half to get up there. I get up there. I'm waiting there for the door to open for a couple seconds. It opens. I walk out. I look left. I look right. And I don't know where I am. I've never, like, walked into a building before and, like, actually was lost. Eventually, like, if you look, you got to go far a little bit. And you'll see, like, the little hallway to the left. And you can tell that this used to be, like, a factory. Like, yeah. It's just too apparent.
When we were there, the elevator smelled like piss.
When me and you were like there. Like
beige.
It straight smelled like piss when we were there.
I don't know. It didn't smell that bad to me. Maybe it's because you pissed your pants. That's
my bad. I got terrified because...
From the NPCs.
The NPC...
Yeah.
I need to go to sleep. The NPCs, not NPCs, I don't know what the hell an NPC is, scared the shit out of me, I guess.
Yeah, since he has some... Some rundown places. You know what? So does Nashville, though. I went, like, in Nashville, there was, like, it's almost like a perfect divider where there was, like, some beautiful, massive skyscrapers that looked beautifully constructed. And then you look to the left, and there's just, like, fucking hell. It's like, where the hell did this come from?
It's just the ghetto.
There's a strip club. There's just a bar. Then there's, like, 14 rundown houses.
It's like Chicago.
And then just, like, fucking massive skyscraper. It's like, what the hell is going on?
Like, one side of Chicago, it's just, like, the ghetto. And on the other side, it is just
I wouldn't even say that's necessarily true. Because that's, like, in the suburban part. Like, if you're talking about, like, downtown Chicago, it's all pretty much skyscrapers.
Nashville was wild.
Yeah, you go a little bit further up, you get to the suburbs. Most of them are pretty good, but there's a couple that are bad. But also, like, Cincinnati, bro. I mean, it's a lot less true now. Yeah. But, like, if you went from downtown to over the Rhine, this is exactly what you're talking about, Gabe. Like, genuinely, it'd just be a bunch of, rundown homes, like a random-ass bar, random-ass restaurant. And you walk down 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, you're surrounded by skyscrapers and beautiful big businesses.
Yeah. When I was in Philadelphia, when I went to Canada, there was this... We found the ghetto. Like, actual, like, gang shit happening there. But there was this... Philly cheesesteak place that we went to. It was just in the middle of the fucking, like...
We had Philly cheesteaks in Panama City.
That's the first time I've ever had a Philly cheesesteak.
They were so good. Oh,
Holy shit, they're amazing.
I know.
I had the chicken version because I prefer chicken, but
I just had the Philly cheesesteak. No vegetables.
They're cheese, so good.
Cheese, steak, and... Philly. Oh.
Cheese steak and Philly.
Lord, that's the have first time mercy. I've
had, dude, I will never eat American cheese like the shitty Kraft slices ever again.
God, they were good.
You cannot eat processed American cheese after having actual American cheese. Bro, it's just not possible.
Bro, I had
Oh my God, when I was in Florida with my uncle, because he's a 5-star chef.
Yeah.
I might have said this before, but oh my God, this guy made the best food ever. Like, there was this one pasta he made. It was like a type of spaghetti pasta with like macaronis. But the thing is, like, I don't know what he did to season it, but when I put that shit in my mouth, I went, ah! It's so good. The cheese, bro, he had like a aged cheese. I think it was a year aged cheese. It was some type of Romano cheese. And oh my God, when I put it in my mouth.
Dude, we haven't eaten in a while. You're making me hungry.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm about to go home and just
I gotta go to the gym after this. Dude,
I was goddamn munching, boy.
I'm about to go home and cook up the best grilled cheese I've ever made in my life.
And then, and again, with like the actual American cheese, bro. Okay, he would make these big ass burgers, like thick ass burgers, but hella juicy. Yeah. And he'd always use like a real slice of cheese, not like all the fucking processed.
Yeah, processed real cheese. Like Kraft to me is so dog shit now. Like, okay, deli cheese is edible, but like Kraft and like other processed cheeses are just.
I like the taste of plastic.
I love plastic in my mouth. Like,
I love having to tear my way through the thin slice of cheese.
When you have actual food for the first time, you're never gonna go back to processed, like
facts,
lunch meat and shit.
Okay, pizza rolls are good. Okay.
Yeah, you didn't even need to mention that, bro. Pizza rolls are fire,
dude. I could, pizza rolls. Dude. I had
throw
one day
in the mic, just throw them bitches in the microwave. 4 minutes later,
I had one day over the summer where I only ate 100 pizza rolls.
Only
pizza roll-a-thon.
I mean,
yeah, we should have a pizza roll eating contest. I'll kick both your asses.
How many could you eat? Fat as fuck.
How many?
240
in a day.
Minimum. Only 240, bro. That's like actually like only a little bit.
240 pizza rolls in a day. I'm throwing a challenge flag. That's cap.
I could do like 500, bro.
Listen, I woke up one day at, because this is summer, my sleep schedule shit. I woke up at like 1. Late in my, actually nice. No, I woke up at like 12. Late in my bed to like 2. Made 50 pizza rolls for breakfast and lunch, whatever. Ate 50 pizza rolls. Watched YouTube for like 5 hours. Got hungry again. I'm like, fuck it.
More pizza rolls.
Made another 50 pizza rolls. Ate them all. Went to sleep. That's all I ate through that day. And I'm proud
of myself. Give me pizza. 50 pizza rolls.
He put himself in a food coma. It was pizza rolls.
Yeah, it was awesome. Dude, I ate so much food, fucking food over the summer. I could eat so much. I don't know how that happened. Like over the summer, I would consistently eat an entire DiGiorno pizza just by myself because I was bulking. I can't do that anymore. I eat like maybe fucking cut it into eighths. I could eat like five
DiGiorno,
or six slices.
I could probably make and eat like a good half of it before I'm like, I'm putting this back.
And you could beat me in a pizza roll eating challenge. I call cap.
Capper. Look.
Incorrect.
Okay, look. DiGiorno is like filling. You know what I mean? Like
I know,
DiGiorno
and I would eat it. I'd eat a whole
pizza rolls.
One.
You gotta have a good number. All right.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I know. I eat 50.
We gotta have a pizza roll eating contest.
What flavor?
Pepperoni.
Oh yeah,
triple meat.
Or meat lovers.
Triple meat is the best. Triple meat is the
good.
Best.
All right, I'm fucking you so hard in this. God,
please. I mean,
damn, you're getting your ass racked. It's not.
Please.
Even close. It's not even close.
I'm like Kevin Gates the way I'm gonna put my.
Yeah.
Bro,
please.
Bro, look at the dog.
I mean, it's game over. You're. Huh? It's not even close.
Bro said he's gonna fuck.
But yeah, was. My summer was pretty wild when it came to food. Oh my God, I forgot about one part about the final thing over the summer is so for the Glee Club, we have a board in the Glee Club. You know, people make decisions, and we have a board meeting over the summer, which is just an excuse to have a pool party. Yeah, and Mr. Allen hosts it at his daughter's house because she has a pool. He gave us a day. He told us this day. I remember he told us because he told me specifically, and I put it in my calendar because he asked if that day was fine, and he told me to tell everyone, so I put it in my calendar. I tell everyone. We show up that day. Where the fuck he's at? He tells us, no, it's tomorrow. No,
no.
Incorrect. You're wrong. You told us this day.
No, you so said tomorrow.
We're all just chilling at his daughter's house. We're just like, the fuck do we do? So we just went to Brayden's relatives' the house for a pool party, and then we went again the next day. So that was the board meeting extravaganza, and the next day we had a Stricker's Grove thing, which I don't remember much from that day. I'm literally just I'm just looking at the fucking looking at my calendar, seeing what all I've done over the summer. I'm thinking that was it. Yeah, nothing really interesting. Even since then, I can't think of anything off of ramp that I've done. Interestingly, not really. No, whatever. I could talk about it. Wisdom teeth. There's stuff I could talk about. I'll have to write a Google Doc. That's enough. I'm good talking about today. Well, I'm happy I got through my summer because I really wanted to talk about my summer because I had a very eventful summer.
Yeah,
it was getting
time,
close to
winter. We didn't really talk this much, but the last episode, me and Keith talked a lot more than you, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
We had to make up for a disappointment.
I had a very interesting summer. This summer was fire.
I'm happy for you, Gabe.
Gracias.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Digital Chill Podcast.
I'm scared.
Well, everybody, I'd like to thank you all for listening into the Digital Chill Podcast. And yay! I'd like to thank all of our fans. I'd like to thank the ENN Studio and more specifically Mr. Rogers for letting us use the Digital Chill Podcast room, the ENN Studio room. Very good guy.
Yippee!
Very
good round. Yeah!
I don't really know who else to thank outside of all my family and friends. Thank you to all of my family and friends for supporting the Digital Chill Podcast! Yeah! Let's go!
Yeah!
Now, as far as that, I would like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. This has been Keith Clark,
Gabe Pilley,
and Hunter All.
And thank you for listening to the Digital Chill Podcast!